It's funny, when the deer started, when you put a press kit together, there was a cassette in it and an 8x10 and a printed sheet of paper that had your bio on it. Now it's like EPKs and Facebook and MySpace and Friendster, Frupster, whatever.
Frontman Murray Lightburn first formed the band The Deers 16 years ago, so things have changed a bit since then. And though they're still getting used to the whole social media thing, they continue to focus on the one thing they do best, which is to make music. And the band is now on their fifth full-length album, titled Degeneration Street. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Elisa Ali. Throughout the years, Canadian band The Deers have had a very fluid lineup, with Murray Lightburn and wife Natalia Yanchek remaining at the core. After dealing with such a revolving cast of characters for so many years, Murray began to feel like The Deers had become too fractured, and described the experience of being in the band as the feeling you get when you're driving down the highway on a spare tire. It functions and it gets you there, but it doesn't feel quite right. Murray considered the idea of going solo, but after talking it over with Natalia, he came to the conclusion that breaking up the band would be selfish and that he had a duty to the fans to keep it going. So he went about putting together what he calls a crack commando team of musicians that would be the end-all, be-all lineup. And this new combination of players, combined with the help of producer Tony Hoffer, has The Deers sounding fresh and revitalized, as the band explained to the alternate side's Kara Manning.
And the connection with producer Tony Hoffer, who's worked with Belle and Sebastian, he also worked with Beck. Was that also a new element to the process for you that sort of opened things up a bit?
Yeah. It was really easy to defer to Tony on all major decisions direction-wise. Everything that he said was the smart way to go.
Is there anything that the two of you remember in particular that he said that sort of changed the direction of something, or something that you never dawned on you before in all the years you've been doing this?
Well, my very first conversation with Tony rocked me to my core. It was just about songwriting in general. And it really freaked me out because, like, I started thinking about everything I'd done. It's like, is everything I'd done wrong? Like, am I just doing this wrong? Like, what am I even doing? Like, it was kind of freaky.
Oh, it happened at the same time. Oh, it happened just the one time. It happened to us. It happened at the same time. It happened just the one time. It happened to us. Press down, press down, shaking together.
There are sort of an obvious 80s influence, also Manchester music influence on you. But the thing that I thought was really lovely, because you always get these comparisons that are annoying and whatever else, but I was struck when I read in an interview that when you did finally meet Morrissey, that you said that you cried.
Some people, you know, they get emotional. I get emotional.
No, I know. And I thought it was a beautiful story, which is why I wanted to ask you about it.
I shook his hand and then he splits and we part ways because I had to do our sound check. And but the thing is, I was wearing these gigantic sunglasses and word got from his end to our end that he was remarking on how I didn't take off my sunglasses when I met him. What he didn't know was that it was like just a matter of time before a tear was going to appear right underneath the lens of the glass. And I didn't want him to see that, so I didn't bother taking off my glasses, but my eyes were like getting filled with water. And basically as soon as he left, is like started to trickle down the cheek.
This blood is not a stranger's or a bruv's. It's sympathy from up above, soaking us in blood. We learn the hard way. What's that in your eye? You have been fantasizing possibilities, ways of getting to me. You're getting away.
Live music from The Dears and the song Blood. Today's Take 5 was produced by me, Alisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.